from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Charles Johnson, a 43-year-old from Statesville, North Carolina, has been charged with six felony counts of obtaining property by false pretenses by the Iredell County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina. An investigation was launched in July last year after an 83-year-old victim reported fraud. It was found that the owner of Carolina Blue Tours, Mr. Johnson, had scammed several elderly people by canceling a prepaid Alaska cruise. Get this, just one day before the cruise was set to depart without refunding anyone. Johnson also misappropriated over $25,000 from the victims. This just keeps going. Additionally, he sailed the cruise without the guest and he was arrested on December 19th. He's appearing in court next week. And in 2023, both the Lisbon cruise port and Nassau achieved record-breaking passenger numbers and cruise ship calls. The Lisbon cruise port welcomed 758,000 passengers, which was a 33% increase from pre-pandemic times. The port received 347 calls, out of which 130 were turnarounds. And on the other hand, closer to home, well, for most of us, Nassau closed the year with an impressive 4.49 million passengers with over 1,200 ship calls. In fact, 1,210 to be exact. Nassau set a one-day passenger record twice in 2023. And finally, Carnival Corporation company Seabourn Cruises has announced the installation and completion of SpaceX's Starlink satellite technology across its entire fleet, including both ocean and expedition ships. The enhanced internet is now available on Seabourn's two expedition ships, the Seabourn Venture and Seabourn Pursuit, as well as its ocean ships, the Seabourn Sojourn, Quest, and Encore, as well as the Seabourn Ovation. Seabourn includes complimentary Wi-Fi with every cruise. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Come here, buddy. Carnival Corporation was up slightly, 17.35. Royal Caribbean up 1.2%, 124.12. And Norwegian down slightly, 17.76. Say hello, buddy. If you have a story, drop us a line, doug@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Talk to you soon.